front page of The Australian has got a picture which is, I suppose, many people might be surprised by. It's obviously in relation to the Charlie Hebdo massacre, and the follow-on from that is that the people behind that magazine in France have published their, or are about to publish their first edition since the massacre. A man who's made a decision to actually pose with the front page of the new magazine when it's about to be released is a man who's been speaking on behalf of the Islamic community in New South Wales for a very long time. He has actually posed holding the front page of the magazine. What message is he trying to get out there to the rest of his community? Let's talk to Kaiser Trad now, as I say, a long-time leader of the Islamic community in New South Wales. Thanks very much for your time, Kaiser.
Thank you.
What did you make this decision lightly to actually sit there and be photographed holding the front cover?
Well, it's never an easy decision to do something like this. In fact, when I was having the cup of tea with the reporter, I wasn't even thinking about this. It was a request that was made, I suppose, on the spur of the moment by the reporter. Mm. I looked at the caricature, and the caricature does not claim to be any specific individual, but it's somebody in Islamic dress with exaggerated features saying that I forgive you. The appearance from the dress looks like somebody who could be of the Muslim faith, and the message in it is a message of conciliation and forgiveness, and I've always endorsed the message of conciliation and forgiveness, and I'm hoping that people will see it for what it is, that our religion is a religion that promotes forgiveness and peace, full coexistence and social cohesion. Now, some people in the community have treated it differently. They've treated it as another attempt to offend or insult, and they're treating it as a depiction of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, even though it does not purport to be that.
Well, what's been the reaction to you to this over east so far?
The reaction is mixed. Yep. There's many supporting comments, and there's also some comments that are very, very critical. Some people have gone as far as declaring me an apostate for holding something like this, losing the detail of the message by taking offence to the picture itself.
What are you worried about? Well, I mean, can I ask you this? Are you concerned about your own safety?
Look, I see my work in promoting peace and harmony as being a work for God. I work for God. I don't work for the pleasure of specific individuals. And in my work for God, I seek to promote understanding in society. And my faith is in the hands of God. I've always treated it as being in the hands of God. And the detractors and the critics, they can do what they like, as long as my intentions are sincere and pure, and my intentions are to make sure that people understand that the attacks that happen in Paris are not condoned by the Islamic faith. Our faith is a faith of forgiveness and peaceful coexistence, and those who feel otherwise, I feel sorry for them. Those who are offended, I apologise for offending them, but please let's not allow our great religion to be reduced to a debate over a caricature that does not purport to be of any specific individual.
No, and just so people who are listening can understand the imagery we're talking about, if you haven't already seen it, the planned release of the next Charlie Hebdo magazine features, as you said, someone who is obviously of Muslim in their belief, and Je suis Charlie. They're holding up a sign that says Je suis Charlie, I am Charlie, and then above it in French is written All is Forgiven. But needless to say, there will be people that will not be very happy with your decision to do this. Can I ask you whether or not you had ever even heard of the magazine prior to what happened 6 days ago?
No, look, I don't think I've ever come across a magazine before. I'm certainly aware of the Danish cartoons, but this is not a magazine that promotes the Danish cartoons. This is a magazine that has a go at what people in power tend to do. And it's cartoons. I've seen a number of the cartoons last week after I heard of the magazine. And whilst I don't agree with the depiction of any religious figures, I find that the underlying message that they've given in those cartoons is a very similar message to what Muslim leaders are saying, that extremist attacks or terrorist attacks are contrary to the Islamic religion. They offend the Islamic religion.
Well, can you tell us then, I know this has been couched in many circles, but can you tell us why the people that are carrying out terrorist attacks in the name of Islam, Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, are so mixed up and so confused? If Islam doesn't stand for that, why have these people got it so horribly wrong?
Look, I think the issue is much more than religious affiliation. I think it's much broader than that, much deeper than that. It is no secret that many Muslim countries are either attacked on a political level or invaded and attacked by the militaries. Some of those countries are under occupation. The problems in the Middle East, the Israeli-Palestine conflict, the invasion, occupation of Iraq, the death in Iraq, the death in Afghanistan, and the civil war or the uprising in Syria, the military coup against the democratically elected government in Egypt, all these things compound together to play on the psyche of a lot of people from a Muslim background, because they've all been impacted by all these conflicts all around the world, and some who are not, I suppose, as learned into the religion and not as understanding of world politics, get overtaken by the frustration. So these people who carried out the attack against Charlie Hebdo, they tried to give it a cover of standing up for the honour of the Prophet, but my humble opinion is that they've dishonoured the Prophet and they've dishonoured the Islamic religion by doing what they've done. Their actions have led to further caricatures, an increased attack on Islam all around the world, numerous calls for reformation of the whole religion because of the actions of a handful of individuals, and the criticism and the attacks have been really overwhelming. These people, no rational person at all can believe that such an act can be accepted as a defence of Islam or a defence of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. These murderous criminal acts of lunacy serve the interests of the Islamophobic brigade.
They sure do.